absolutely pounding. You recording this right now?
Yeah, you ready?
Are you smoking hash over there?
Oh, yuck. About to roll a second.
I gotta do this hockey thing in 2:30, so you gotta do this. Oh. Welcome inside episode 7.
7?
Of Outside the Box. I'm like, I never know which episode.
I know. Well, you're getting better. At least now you can recognize that you have no idea what you're doing. Before, you just had no idea what you were doing.
Before, I was BSing. I am an excellent BSer. I got a degree in BSology, but welcome inside.
I have a BS as well. Bachelor's in Science.
Ooh, I have a BS in Halo.
Oh, God.
Welcome inside episode 7 of Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Yours truly, Leon Oliver, alongside sweet Lou, Michael Biseglia, taking you through another 45 minutes of wasting your boss's time and money. Chilly, I guess you could you say chilly Thursday?
It is chilly. I want to get back to it real quick. You said wasting your boss's time and money.
Yeah.
We're recording this today at 10:34 on a Thursday. I've seen our bosses walk by numerous times.
Yeah.
They have to be asking, what in the world are they doing in there? Because we have responsibility here and we do important things and we help the radio station roll. But, not together. We shouldn't be together in here. Something's wrong. And I wonder if people are recognizing that.
Well, what you're doing is you're interviewing me for your Where Are They Now piece.
Yes.
For the pregame show.
Yeah.
Former Virginia Cavalier Leon Oliver. You know.
I'll tell you where you are. You're in a basement playing video games with a six-pack.
Not in a basement. In a living room.
In a living room.
Floor,
I apologize.
Listening to podcast while playing video games. And a 12-pack.
Yes.
Right,
Mom. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, don't forget, you can always email us. You can Facebook us. I've just decided people are not going to email us. We have zero emails in the last 2 weeks.
I'm not
going
to lie. I haven't logged into the email in like a week.
I check once a day. And you have it set up where, because you update the podcast for Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. I logged in. So apparently the emails are filtered to the same place for the podcasting site. I log in. I'm like, we have 7 emails. They were all podcast updates for Charlottesville Right Now. We had a goose egg of zero.
Well, here's the problem with that, and I've been working on that. I use the same login for that as I do for Outside the Box.
Yeah.
To podcast those things. And somehow, some way, when Sean Tubbs set me up with that, it directed all that stuff to me. I thought I directed it to Coy, and then somehow it got directed to our Outside the Box account. So, yeah, so when someone says, you know, them Republicans and Democrats just don't know what they're talking about, I'm voting for Mickey Mouse in the 2012 election, when they comment on some political thing that Coy did, yeah, that comes to us. So you log in, you get all excited like it's, you know.
I'm logging in right now. I'm logging in right now. You've motivated me to log in. Okay, we have zero.
Oh,
zero
well,
emails.
At least there's no spam. At least no one's trying to sell us like Nicaraguan Viagra or anything like that.
Nicaraguan Viagra. What's the difference?
Well, it's like shady.
You would know.
It's like, what are you trying to say? I spend dark corners in Central America. I know all about these things. No, it's like shady. It's not like FDA approved. You know, it's like dirty medicine from.
Did you make it up, or is there such a thing?
I'm sure they have like the equivalent of Viagra in Nicaragua, like El. I'm not even going to finish the rest of that sentence because I was going to offend someone or say something really bad.
Probably.
So I'm just going to take a knee on that one.
Probably a good idea on your part.
This is the first time in my 26 years on this planet I think I've shown discretion at some point.
That's unbelievable.
We should hug after this.
Okay. Anyway, send us Facebook messages. We love it. Our ego's always appreciated. It feels good just to be loved. Yeah. With Outside the Box, giving
it
our best go.
Feels good to have beer as well. And the great Mayo debate from last week. Looks like Mayo won. I got some, I don't know if you got any messages. I got texts sent to me. People don't email, but they'll text me. And
give out your phone number.
I'm not giving out my phone
number.
Give it out.
Yeah,
977-1070.
That's the WINA number, you fool.
Call it all you want, especially between 4 and 6, Monday through Friday.
I do as well want to make it a point, Leon. Everybody that contacts us, I want to say thanks to them. People that say they listened to Outside the Box and liked it. So, Brantley Guthrie, Brad Savage, Jed Gamber, Dave Merker, Henry Sackler, Dan Goldlight all enjoyed Outside the Box. I just interrupted you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Your Mayo story.
It's okay. I'm a little hurt. Those guys, by the way, I think could form a pretty competitive basketball team. Or Brad Savage running point.
Brad Savage running point. We need to get Brad Savage in here one of these days.
He's the hardest guy ever. He's like trying to track down Elvis. He's busy.
Elvis is dead, Leon. Brad Savage is alive and kicking.
KFC in Memphis.
No, that was not Elvis. That was Tupac.
They roll in the same circles.
Okay, fair enough.
All these Hollywood guys.
Yeah, I'm sure Tupac and Elvis are hanging out in heaven together.
Hey, you never know, man.
Or hell. I don't know.
Purgatory. Who knows?
Where they are.
But last week we wanted to know, do you hate mayo? Do you love mayo? Mike Buscaglia is a anti-mayo guy.
Mayo. Nasty.
Is racist against mayo.
I'm not racist against it. I guess I am.
Yeah, you are.
I'm an anti-mayo type.
You are an anti-mayo type. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Sure.
Leon Oliver, proud lover of all things mayonnaise, and I received some texts, I think four or five
proud
texts.
Lover of all things edible.
Pretty much. I received some texts from about four or five people that said they liked mayo. See, we have one post on our wall that was pro-mayo.
Your friends are all jerks and losers.
Not at all. So, well, you see the post on our wall who wrote that?
I saw there was a pro-mayo. I just want to get into it. Whoever likes mayo is a fool.
Mayo.
A fool.
It's incredible. You're just hating on
You know what mayo spells backward?
What's that?
Oh, yam.
Everyone is now collectively dumber.
That's very, very true.
What you just said.
I believe you.
Speaking of food and food products and things like that, on the Lost episode of Outside the Box with Mike and Leon, which at some point we just release at some point.
Well, if you stay tuned, make sure you don't... Like, you can't change the channel. I guess you don't right-click us out and just continue to listen. At the end of this, I'll play a 51-second mashup of the Lost episode, pretty much condensed into 51 seconds. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. But in that Lost episode, there was a story about a colleague here.
Yeah, yeah.
An unnamed colleague here. And...
We're not going to give his name out. Not going to do that.
That would be unprofessional. But... he may or may not, and we say this with pretty good authority, have burned a food product and then tried to discard it in a very interesting fashion.
Well, the dude hasn't showered in a month. He has fingernails that are longer than fingers. He's pretty much, I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to do it. Because that would just be wrong. Anyway,
I need a 20 on Callahan.
The dude has terrible vision. I like the guy. I really do. I think he's a nice man.
Oddball.
I'm not, he's not somebody I'm going to go, hey, unnamed person, let's go hang out at the local rec center and play some pool.
1952, you're going to listen to the Dodgers on your portable radio?
Well, it's there's a no-hitter. 1956. Anyway, the guy has such bad vision. He put in waffles in the microwave. Now, he says it wasn't him, but who else is making... He doesn't have teeth, too, so...
It's hard to eat waffles.
Easier to... Right, but he makes them all gummy and mushy from the microwave.
Yeah.
He must have put them in there too long, because the microwave stunk. I opened the door on the side. I'm looking along the grass. There are black waffles. You don't eat waffles black. You eat them at a nice golden yellow brown. They were black. He tried to discard the evidence. He got rid of them.
Tried to discard them into the woods.
Into the woods.
Which is the funny thing. You would think that you would put that sort of thing in the trash can.
Yeah.
And put a few other things on top of it, like paper towels or something, to cover it up. Who throws it in the woods?
Now, I'm putting you on the spot here. Can you post a picture of this man on our Facebook wall, or do you think that is just,
I can put one up there. I got some good theater. In fact,
I know you do, but is that wrong? Is that illegal?
I think it's fine.
Okay.
I may be able to finagle a video of said individual and put that on.
You put videos on Facebook now?
Wow, you got a lot to learn.
Oh, I haven't seen the movie. I don't know what you can do or you can't do. Okay, so you'll put on a video. You'll see this guy. We're not going to say his name. But you can see the man, the mystery. The Waffle Man.
The same guy.
The Waffle Man can, baby.
I saw it walking around this building last night about 9 o'clock with no shoes on. And an untucked shirt in the back.
We need to interview this guy.
Quite interesting and disturbing all at once. He is a vagrant individual. Is that a word?
Say it again.
Vagrant?
Vagrant. Vagrant. Is vagrant a word?
I don't know.
Email Outside the Box and tell us if vagrant is a word.
You can just open your dictionary. Who uses a dictionary, by the way? You can just Google it now or Bing it.
Do people use dictionaries?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Because everyone has, I have a dictionary app on my phone. Or you can just Google it or whatever. People don't use dictionaries anymore. Like encyclopedia. Who the hell buys an set of encyclopedias these days?
No, that's gone.
You ever get those people that used to come to your house and like go door to door?
Encyclopedia Britannicas. Britannica, I think it was called.
I think it was. It was the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Did you ever open up a dictionary and look up the word dictionary? I always thought that was crazy.
No.
I used to do that. I would open up a dictionary and look up the word dictionary.
We used to try to look up like penis in the dictionary.
Oh, don't
laugh.
You saying that word is weird. Just say male body parts. I never want to hear you say that again. Oh, I'm cringing. Just the thought of you.
There's a lot of things we could go down that road with that, but I'm going to leave that one alone. But the people that used to come by and sell those were either like the dorkiest kids ever who've been in this country, I think, for like 3 weeks and somehow got a job selling dictionaries, or they were always like smoking hot girls. And I was like, you know, 14, 15.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The people that used to come by and sell dictionaries.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had anybody come to my door and sell a dictionary. Brownies, the Girl Scout cookies. Weird stuff. There was one of my friends said one of his friends one time would go around in a truck selling meat.
Who buys a meat out of a truck?
Well, I know that would be quite frightening. The meat man.
I used to buy when I worked at there was a factory I worked at, and there was this lady that used to come by and sell like tacos out of her station wagon.
I bet they were good.
They were amazing, but if you go back and think about it, it's probably pretty stupid on my part.
Probably.
Tacos out of the back of a station wagon on Wednesdays.
Outside the box. Now, I had planned last week, I think it was a big hit when we called the Dallas place Papa's Brothers. I never get that name right.
You never get any names right.
I'm so bad with names. I am miserable with names. I can remember a face, though. I can remember a face. Major League Baseball this past week, people were fired. Managers lost their job. One team was the Pittsburgh Pirates. What was the name of the manager? John Russell?
Yeah, John Russell, yeah.
Whoever.
Pick a name out of a hat. Four guys since 2000.
I want to call the Pirates and apply for the job.
If you're not a baseball fan, this is a once proud franchise. 18 straight losing seasons now in the Steel City. Pretty much an invisible train wreck of a franchise. And also the
owners, though, are making money off the team. So they have some money that they could put in play to sign free agents.
Yeah, they make
So I'll put
a
lot of the blame on them, but the majority of it.
They turn a profit. They don't invest it in the ball club. They don't invest it in managers, but they turn a profit. And I'm confident it doesn't matter who you hire there, you're going to lose. You could hire a monkey with a bottle of gin. This is one of my favorite expressions, and they'll do just as well.
That seems to be becoming a big hit, the monkey and the gin. You're a big fan of both.
I tell you, if I had a monkey and a bottle of gin, I wouldn't be here right now. We'd be in the park playing. It'd be fantastic. But you're going to call the Pirates, Michael, and toss your name into ye old hat to be skipper of the Buccos, eh?
Say that again. Sorry, I got an email about us leaving a area of the office dirty, and I just got distracted.
You're texting during the show.
No. I was reading an email. You move your peanuts.
Move my peanuts?
Your DC peanuts. Get them out of the way.
And no problem.
Anyway, go on.
Put them in the woods.
Yeah, right. Put them with the waffles. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Talk again.
You're going to toss your hat into the mix for the Buccos, for the job.
Should we give them a call?
I need to come up with a name, though.
I don't want to use my name in case, not that I'm ever going to be the Pirates play-by-play guy, but, you know, I need a name.
We'll see.
You think of any for me?
I'm sorry, I was reading that same email.
No, see, that email is distracting.
It is distracting. And I love that half of that's your stuff, too.
Half? Well, that means that we're
okay,
split it even.
For full disclosure here.
No, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about the scissors. I was making my scoreboards, and I was cutting them to be nice.
Or your dirty soup bowl that you left in someone's office. You, this person, Michael.
No. I don't have a good desk. I don't have like a real desk, and I have to store things in places.
Put it in your car.
But I don't.
Put it in your box. You are famous, and this was a pet peeve of mine when we lived together. You are famous for bringing silverware, dishes, things from home, and leaving them around the office.
True.
I remember, like, in my first 2 weeks of working here, that common work area that we used to share, I would often see my own mugs from the apartment with, like, a 6-foot coffee ring in them left there. There were bowls, there were forks. I think at one point half of our kitchen was somewhere scattered around the Charlottesville Radio Group offices.
I'm now nervous to go in the room and clean the bowl. I'm, like, terrified. I left the bowl one time.
It's a dirty bowl.
I know. I'm sorry.
You need to plant that stuff. You need to put it in someone else's area.
I'll just blame. Maybe I'll say. Can't say his name. I'm sorry. All right. Well, do you want me to give a call to the front office here?
Yeah. Let's punch that line again. I'm dead now.
Okay. Well, I'm coming up with a name.
Bob Snowcroft.
Okay. I'm going to forget my name. That's the problem. Well, it's not dialing.
Because you're doing something completely wrong there.
Let's try this one. I forget my name already.
Bob. Thank you for calling the Pittsburgh Pirates. Individual tickets for the 2010 season are now on sale. Purchase tickets at pirates.com, the PNC Park ticket office, or
is
by
it,
calling 1-877-893-2827. That's 877-893-2827.
Don't worry, no one calls it.
Your call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Ooh,
to
yeah.
speak with a customer service representative, please press 0 at any time. If you are interested in purchasing,
I'm saying my name is Bob Benedict.
There you go.
Pittsburgh Pirates, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin, my name is Bob Benedict. I want to know who I could get in touch with. I saw the managerial position for the Pirates is open. Is there anyone I could talk to about applying for that?
There really isn't. It is not an open candidacy.
Gotcha. Is there like a human resources or anyone like that to get through to if I wanted to put my name in the hat?
No, there is not. They already have their list made.
Do you know who's on that list?
I do not.
Hmm. All right. Well, appreciate the time.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
I wonder how many times I get phone calls like that.
You're probably the first sober phone call to ever make toward them. Hey, at least he was nice about it. I think most people would have hung up the phone.
Well, he said, I'm sorry. That's a closed list. Well, that's not very fair.
Look, this list probably consists of like guys who are managing single A baseball right now.
Now, do you think, let me ask you this. I bet I could do just as good of a job. I could win 69 games, 68 games, 70 games, 60 games.
I'd give you 37.
You think I could get, do you think as a manager I could get 30 wins?
I think so. Just
with
I
the
think,
Yankees, I could get 80.
I think by sheer luck, you know, you're going to come across a few.
How hard could it be to manage like the Yankees or the Phillies? All right, Holiday, go pitch.
You're dealing with the egos. I mean, you're not really... You know, hey, Jeter, go hit the ball more. I feel like baseball, the manager, is the least important of all the major sports.
You don't think I can manage egos? I can be like, all right, A-Rod, we need you to take a day off today.
You're not really inspiring.
Well, I'm disappointed.
You would lose the clubhouse in like the first 10 minutes.
I seriously thought I had an opportunity to be the manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They didn't even give me a chance. There's got to be a different number to call.
I love that they still have it where you can buy 2010 tickets. You should call back and... I'll try to buy some tickets for the 2010 season. I got a good feeling about those Buccos in 10.
You do?
I got a really good feeling.
What do you think their record will
almost
be?
Almost as good as the Nationals.
Yeah, almost as good. That could be quite the rivalry if your teams continue to go down the same path.
Oh, boy.
How many people go to a Pirates-Nationals game?
Everyone that's probably waiting to see Pirates-Caps. Ben's Caps. I don't know. Who goes? I couldn't watch Pirates-Nats if I wanted to.
I saw a few years back, Pirates-Royals.
Oh. Was there any meth there? Because Kansas City is notorious for
this. Well, it was in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
I don't remember who won, but it's still always fun to go to a baseball game. Pirates have a great ballpark. That's the sad part of it. Great ballpark.
I said this about Kansas City the other day, and someone yelled at me about the meth. Remember that time we were watching Cops? And I have this just impeccable ability to name which city the Cops are.
This was bizarre.
We were watching Cops, and I saw a shirtless guy like running down the street, getting chased and about to get arrested. And I said, "This is Kansas City."
You did,
because he looked like a meth addict.
You got
and
it
sure
right.
Enough, it was Kansas City.
You did. That was incredible.
I mean, now 9 times out of 10, if you're watching Cops, you can just say Philadelphia, Vegas, Jacksonville, and whatever episode it's one of those three.
So pretty much, it's cities that they're big cities, but not the big cities.
I've never seen Cops in New York.
Right. I haven't either. It's never in New York City.
Or Chicago. My favorite episode of Cops was in Philly. You ever seen the one with the naked guy in the barbershop?
I haven't seen Cops enough to know episodes.
Really?
Uh-uh.
You've never sat down and watched like 3 hours of Cops?
Mm-mm. No, I've sat down and watched clips of it when I was younger because I thought it was cool because I'm 12 and I'm watching Cops. But I never really got into it.
It's like the greatest show on television. I mean...
it actually is the beginning of the reality TV shows. I guess, about it.
If you really think about it, we can blame...
There's cops running around arresting dudes and dudettes.
We have the hills now because of cops. I just thought about that.
I wouldn't... Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're right. We have the hills. We have the Heidi and Spencer show.
You would only know about that.
Now, thinking of the Heidi and Spencer, if you could get rid of, like, three people...
And swipe them off the face of the earth?
Yeah, who would they be? And I'm not going to... Don't do sports athletes, because I think that's more of a rivalry base. Do, like, actual people that are annoying.
But I really do hate Sidney Crosby.
Unless they've crossed over into that realm.
Now, is this like they're dead, or is this like they've been sent to like Jupiter?
You just don't have to hear from them ever
again.
Like
they're just gone.
They're not dead, because that's just wrong. And we don't have the technology to go to Jupiter. I guess just hanging out in Montana, you never hear from them. We'll pick Montana.
Can we send them to Mexico instead?
They can go to Mexico, Montana. They can go to my office, my makeshift office.
They can clean up the dirty soup.
Oh, geez, stop. You're giving me anxiety.
Well, let's see. I think if I had to wipe three people clean, well, obviously, their number one's Osama. For obvious reasons.
Right. Well, I don't even go that. Not the obvious. More of the. I'm putting a lot of constraints on you.
Yeah, you're really limited.
All right, fine. Osama. But okay. Well, that one counts for everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's like the honorary mention. Like he's. Right. Yeah.
But.
Okay.
So he's hanging out in Mexico.
Okay. Rosie O'Donnell is gone.
Rosie?
Yeah. There are a few people on the face of the earth I hate as much as Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Probably going to have to go Ellen as well.
So pretty much you're going with lesbians.
I never thought of it like that. I hate both of them. And I would probably have to get rid of, honestly.
So lesbian talk show hosts.
Honestly, I'm going to have to go Oprah too.
Now she's straight, correct?
I don't know.
Okay, so women talk show hosts.
Well, and I think because my mom watches so much of this crap, I've had to, like, where I go get my hair cut when I was a kid, it's like a woman's salon. Okay, my mom would drag me there, and the lady could cut hair, but I was like the only dude in there all the time.
Right.
And it's just all these 50-year-old women sitting around watching Oprah and gossiping about Oprah. It was miserable. I hate Oprah. Now, I'm sure she's a nice lady. But when you're 9 years old and you're a boy, and the only magazine you can read in an establishment is Red Book, and you're watching Oprah, it's not a good existence.
I'm sorry. Well, Oprah, Rosie, and Ellen. Oprah, I like Ellen. I find her to be very funny. Ellen.
I find her.
She tickles my fancy.
Not funny at all.
She's the funniest of the bunch.
Yeah. I'm sure if I gave some more thought into this, there's someone else that could pop up.
I think Rosie might be the universal pick amongst everybody. She might even pick herself.
And I was trying to limit it to like entertainment and leave like politics out of it and stuff. Yeah. Like to send our congressman out of here. But that's not a story.
Well, yeah, you're not. I'm talking about you hit it. You hit it right.
Yeah.
You got the name.
Okay. Who are you getting rid of?
I have no idea. I can't think of anybody.
Well, I think I got to be on your list probably, right?
Oh, you'd be on my list.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that. I like
really?
You. I think you're a great guy.
Really?
I mean, you're just caring and sensitive, and you look out for other people. You wouldn't be on my list.
I do look out for other people.
Maybe I would pick former... give me a thought. We'll go to break, and I'll have the three for you.
Okay,
we're going to go to break. Enjoy the mashup. It's coming up in a second. It's Outside the Box with Mike and Liam.
I'm an old guy at heart.
How can you not know what a carbohydrate is?
Well, the WNBA is a waste of everyone's time and money. Follow along Beach diet.
That's nothing to do with South Beach diet. That's common sense.
You ever heard of Gomer Pyle?
What's Gomer Pyle?
You've never heard of Gomer Pyle.
It is amazing how angry it gets you.
It doesn't get me angry. I'm just tired of hearing about it.
He said, I think the coffee pot was burnt.
I listen to sports radio and I listen to podcasts.
I'm going to get into your personal accounts. I'm going to screw your life.
I don't see.
Okay.
I have no idea what those songs are. No, I don't dance.
And I see black waffles.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. You're still getting hammered, but all of a sudden it's classier because you're doing it in a suit.
There's been a full moon the last week. That keeps people up because I'm a sensitive person. Be nice about it. That's where the jerkness of you comes out. Yes.
What is this?
Buildings. Where's Tupac? Where's Biggie?
They're working at the KFC in Memphis.
What Welcome back to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Hope you enjoyed our mashup. That was from the lost episode, never aired. But I enjoyed it. I hope you guys did like it as well.
Maybe we'll release the whole thing at some point. Maybe that's a Christmas thing or a Hanukkah thing, Michael. Maybe we give them a bonus.
A Christmaka special?
We did Christmaka 1 year.
You and I?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Did we really?
We did Christmaka. Yeah.
We did Christmas. I don't think we did Christmaka.
We had the latkes.
Yeah, I guess we did. You know, you and I have actually had some adventures eating. We made Thanksgiving together 1 year.
You called the Butterball hotline on Thanksgiving Day.
I did. Well, the number was on the... We got a Butterball turkey. And what did I... don't even remember what I asked. It was about heating the turkey. That's what that's why they're there. That's their busiest time of year.
Could you imagine how miserable that job is to have to sit there on Thanksgiving? A, you're working on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
B, everyone's calling you and asking about their food. You're working. You're not eating. You're not watching football. Unless the outsourcing, and you're actually talking to a person in like Bangalore, India. You're stoned right now. You have no clue.
I asked the Butterball Turkey line. I said, hey, this is blah, blah, blah. Thanks for calling the Butterball Turkey line. You guys must be pretty busy this time of year, huh? She's like, what do you need? Stop with the stupid remarks. What do you want? I was like, okay, the turkey is 4.2 pounds. What do I put it in? Blah, blah, blah. That was a darn good turkey, though.
You love small talk. You will make small talk with anybody.
What? Really?
You will. Do you ever pay attention to yourself?
No, I guess I don't.
You can never just go to like a store and check out. You right. always have to like converse with the 59-year-old cashier.
Yeah, I'm good with old people. I am so good with old people. Like 70-year-olds love me. I am fantastic with older people, men and women. Older people like me.
Well, you know, when you get to that age and you're in a retirement home, you're going to be the king of the world, huh?
I know, I might. Well, once I'm one of the old people, it won't matter. It's conversing with someone older than me. Then I'll have to look for someone that's like 120.
Speaking of someone that's 120, I saw online the other day, and it happened this past year, that this person was like 109 years old, was like the oldest Facebook user ever.
109?
Yeah, apparently they like died this past, like during this past year. And like all these media people were talking about and stuff, like apparently this person got like famous from
being
like,
old
like,
on Facebook.
Like the oldest confirmed Facebook user, which leads Crazy. Me to this. Monday, I saw The Social Network.
I really want to see this movie. I'm actually dying to see it. Everybody that I've talked to loves it.
Yeah, and I wasn't really gung-ho about going to see it. My girlfriend wanted to, so I was like, yeah, I'll take one for the team. Went to the Downtown Mall movie theater, which is, in my opinion, the nicer of the three.
Yeah, we've already had our ranting and raving on the movie theaters.
So we go in there, and it was actually a really good film. Interesting, funny at times. That Mark Zuckerberg is a lovable idiot, kind of like.
You say kind of like me?
Yeah, kind of like me. He's
no me.
You're
you?
You're gonna have to bleep this out. I'm gonna have to bleep this out later. He's
okay,
but he's like a lovable.
318.
Kind of like me, you know.
All except for the lovable part. I would agree.
Yeah. Well. So it was actually an interesting film, but what was more interesting was looking around and seeing like all the people that were in there. We were like probably not the youngest, but almost the youngest people in there. There were probably a couple of students in there.
I can't believe that.
Other than that, everyone in there was like 50.
That's really weird. I don't believe it as so much.
I'm looking around and. You know, I see these people, and they're, like, talking, because I have impeccable hearing, especially in, like, places like that. These people are, like, talking about Facebook and, like, you know, oh, I saw little Billy's pictures the other day, and he's doing well at college. And it's like, these people are on Facebook. Like, they're watching a Facebook movie. When did this happen?
The blow up of Facebook in the direction like, of just explosion in popularity?
I wrote a message the other day.
A year ago?
No, it was probably, like, 2 years ago when you started seeing, like, older people get on Facebook. Mm. I wrote a message the other day and I got like an older relative comment on it. She took it completely out of context because she has no clue. You know?
Right.
And it's like, when did this happen? Now, every time I post something, I have to think about it. Like, who's going to see this? Because there's like older relatives and stuff on there now.
So you don't want to be like going down to my living room. I'm going to drink a 12 pack and then be like, Leon, you can't do that. Be exactly. a good boy.
You need to pray. You know? Yeah. Not on Tuesdays when I want to play Halo.
All right. But you like this Halo game. I never got into it.
I'm a big Halo guy. I like it. It's a fun game.
Well, anyway, you gotta be careful on Facebook. You do. You gotta. I guess you have to censor yourself, I suppose.
And I'm too lazy to make a list. You know how you can make lists like work friends, real friends.
Family. I didn't even know you could do this.
Yeah, you can do that, and you can customize it. So you could, you know, you could say, "Hey, I'm gonna go drink a case of beer after work," and your boss is your friend. And your boss won't see it.
Gotcha.
I'm too lazy to put the time and effort into doing that. So
well, that's a little too much.
Everything. And speaking of Facebook, what's been driving me nuts the past week? Have you been seeing girls post?
I noticed it for the first time today. I was like, "What is this?" And now you, a little bit of a backstory, I understand. Explain it to people. You seem to know the story a lot better than I do.
If you're a dude and you've been seeing girls post, "I like it on the bed," or "I like it in the passenger seat,"
right?
"I like it on the kitchen table," and you're thinking, "Hey, all right." It's not what you think.
What is it?
They're talking about where they like their purses, where they like to keep their purses. And I don't know if there's some kind of like underground railroad of girl ideas or something, how these things come about and they know and we don't know.
Right.
But apparently this had something, this was some cancer awareness thing. And I'm not sure how you exactly bring awareness to that by talking about where you like to leave your purse, but that's
story. Well, we're talking about it now, so maybe, you know.
So. And just like last year, remember everyone was posting like white, blue, black. It was like what color bra they were wearing.
Okay, vaguely. Yeah,
yep. This is the same thing, but another year. And so all these guys, it was just funny to see guys posting on girl statuses. Oh, yeah, and stuff like that.
Because they have no idea what's really going on.
And they're talking about where they leave their purses. What the hell?
I don't know.
We should organize something like that for men.
What do you want to organize? Where you leave your wallet? Where I lose my keys?
No, I don't know. Something cooler. The thing is, I guess nothing like that works for men. Because
well,
man
you don't
says,
have.
I like it on the table. That's just kind of weird.
Yeah, no, that's creepy.
But if, like, you know,
you've been creeping me out with your talk about Viagra. Your talk today about the male body parts.
Strong.
Eh.
Look at your face.
Nah. Nah. And now your talk about, no, we're just not going there.
But I find it weird. Like, I don't know how these things come about.
I don't either. It's one of those underground, they take off, just like how Facebook took off. Few people on Facebook.
How is it every girl?
Years later, millions.
Every girl in the country knows, but no guy knows.
Because girls are smarter than men.
That is not true.
Oh, definitely true.
Wow, I just sounded like a pretty big show in this there, didn't I?
Absolutely.
No.
I don't mean smarter, like, oh, you know more about books, you read more. I just, I would trust a woman over myself if it was a life or death situation.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
I think I would.
What's the situation?
I just, you know, like,
is it
sometimes
like,
my brain doesn't function the right way. It needs help. It needs assistance.
So you're saying that you are like, you're getting chased by a puma.
Right. Let me just give an example. I cannot remember for the life of me to take that dirty bowl that I forgot to clean one time and take it with me somewhere. I don't have the brain, the switch that says, don't forget the bowl, don't forget the bowl, and I forget.
That's because you're a dude. Like, we're sloppy by nature. Some of us less so than others.
You're naughty by nature.
Good pull.
Thank you.
But we don't have that. We don't have that gene. I got yelled at by my girlfriend the other day about where I left a spoon. Apparently, you know, the double-sided sink? You know, like the sinks
have
two sides.
Yeah, there's one with the drain and one with the garbage disposal.
Yeah. I put the spoon in the sink on the garbage disposal side.
Oh, that's awful, Leon.
That was a no-no.
Yeah, well,
That was a no-no. Nothing can go on the garbage disposal side. Because somehow, some way, I guess they're going to magically go down the drain. So I have no clue. But apparently that's a big no-no. And my brain doesn't register this as like a bad circumstance. So I just do it. I toss it in there and say, okay, this is where it'll be until I put it into the dishwasher.
Now, sort of bringing this all together, talking about Facebook and talking about dirty dishes, I will never forget the day that our, by the way, is no longer a like of the program.
I think we have found them.
Yeah, maybe. Former roommate. Dirty dishes in the sink, beyond belief. Even I'm at the point where I'm like, this is disgusting. But they're all his. And you want to make a point not to clean them because you don't want him to think that every time he lets his dirty dishes, he knows he can take advantage of you and you will clean them.
Which was 97% of the time what happened.
And then at a certain point, you're just like, I can't take this anymore. Part two of this, he then decided to take a picture of the sink with his phone and post it on Facebook. And said, look how dirty my house sinks are. It makes us look terrible.
It makes us look terrible. Awful.
I mean, come on, don't you share it when the kitchen looks good. You take a picture, the kitchen's clean, not when it's filthy.
I wouldn't even take a picture when it's clean.
Right, but I'm just saying if you had to choose between the two.
Yeah, if you had to choose between the two, yeah. But why would you post a picture of your dirty kitchen and put it on there? People post, like, the stupidest things, like, on Facebook, stuff like that. Or, you know what really drives me nuts? It's the people that post pictures, they're, like, giving their kid a bath. And I've seen parents do this. And, like, here's little Billy. I'm giving him his first bath, and it's on Facebook. What the hell?
I wonder what your first bath was like. That must have been quite the adventure.
My first bath?
Your first bath.
How is that any different from any other
bath? I just have a feeling that you're bathing the first time. You bathing the first time is a little different than the average human.
What?
You were probably freaked out and crying.
I love water. What are you talking about?
I could just see you scampering around, scared half to death in that tub.
Now, someone else that works here probably was freaked out and scared. But I love water.
You're water? You swim?
I do not swim.
You go in the ocean?
Yeah, I go in the ocean.
You go in the pool?
Yeah, I go in the pool. I just can't swim.
Okay, I can't swim either. I go in.
I almost drowned a couple years ago in the pool.
Like, serious? Drown in a pool?
I never told you this.
Should this be our last story of the day?
Yeah, this should be our last story. For my college friends who are listening, I'm sure everyone knows this, I was in a fraternity, and we had a belly flop competition between all the fraternities on campus, and no one in my fraternity wanted to do it. So I said, well, fine, I'll do it. I'll take one for the team. I'm Mr. Rah-Rah. I get all, like, painted up and stuff like that, and I go, and I'm praying that I don't have to go first.
Yeah.
Of course, they call me first. So I dive in, I splash, and I go down, I pop up. I'm like, yeah, this isn't so bad. And I start trying to, like, paddle with my arms toward the edge, but I sink like a rock.
Yeah.
I pop back up, I sink again, and I'm looking up. My brothers are looking at me. The other fraternities are looking at me, and they're staring me in the face, and everyone's laughing because they think this is some bit.
And, like, and you're actually in trouble.
This is Leon being Leon. You know, this is some bit. Look at him. Finally, like, the pool supervisor dude catches on to this.
My heart is hurting.
And he dives in full street clothes and, like, has to fish me out of the pool.
Leon.
And pull me over to the edge. And they're questioning me. They're like, can you swim? And, like, no. Why the hell did you do a belly flop competition?
Why did you?
Because I'm a team player. And I thought I could just paddle my arms. I didn't know
Leon.
You had to kick your feet.
If you're a swimming instructor, give him a call. Help him out. Teach Leon some lessons. Don't do this. See, I don't swim, but I have the common sense not to do things like jumping in a pool, belly flopping in. I know I'll tiptoe my way into the pool and hang out in the shallow section. Shallow end.
I did finish the competition wearing a pair of water wings and a vest, and I won most spirited.
Sober?
I think I was, actually, yeah.
Well, that gets a cheer. We don't have cheers.
Oh, how can you not load a cheer?
I did not load a cheer.
Oh, Mike, I'm hurt.
My bad. Sorry, man. But, hey, congratulations. This is Outside the Box, Episode 7. At one point, do we go to Season 2?
What is it, like The Sopranos?
Well, I mean, a season can only have so many episodes.
We're going to take a hiatus. I think at some point we just call it Outside the Box. We lose. This is Outside the Box, episode 476.
I remember when we did episode 6 and I had my teeth. Now I'm happy if I can even look out the window.
That sounds strangely like a caller that I've talked to several days on the station. By the way, I'm sure all of our callers probably saw the Facebook movie because they're all 75 or older anyway, too, but that's a story for another day.
Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Man, it's Thursday. Hey, next week we should mention this. We will be on The Shilling Show.
Oh, that's right.
We should probably plug that.
With the community watchdog, former Charlottesville City Councilman.
You look at you.
Rob Schilling.
You are just a basking of this.
But no, it's just funny because of the circumstances with that. As, you know, we don't talk politics and stuff. This is mainly a news political talk show of his.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be interesting for his audience to hear what we have to say.
Well, hey, it's another 10,000 people we'll be reaching, and that's
When is that
important.
Again?
Wednesday at 12.
I should know that. Once again, I'm the producer of that program.
And you wonder why. See, again, men are stupid. You can't even remember that. I'm telling you. You need a calendar.
Wednesday, 12 noon, we'll be on the Shilling Show. Should be good times. If you're listening to WINA, tune in. Check it out. Did I just say the callers?
Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. OTB. Let's reverse it. Never mind. You know me.
See wow.
It's a very, very bad.